Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed.
To be in the presence of God. I want us to take a moment and begin to talk to our Father who cares and who loves and who always has the final say. Just commit yourself into the hands of a living God. Pray that this time will be a time that we will enjoy. Pray that God will speak to you through His Word. And finally, I want you to commit the space that we have now. Because there's a time coming where we will not be able to congregate again. That is when we will be taken back to where we come from. Our Father and our God, we thank you because you care so much and you provide the best for your people. For those who trust in you will never be disappointed. We gathered here this afternoon to only have a fellowship with you. If anyone amongst us is not feeling well in the body, Spirit of a living God, thou who heals and thou who is able to do far more exceedingly abundantly and above that which we can think or dream of, may you rest on us. Heal, save, and deliver. Lord, we thank you that this is another opportunity to show your hand upon our lives. Speak to us, for we are ready to hear your voice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This afternoon, I'll be speaking on a titled, Leaving a Legacy of Love. And I would want to start with an opening question that we can all begin to think about. You don't actually measure a life by how long you live, but by how deeply you love. I'll take that again. You don't measure a life by how long you live, but how long deeply you love. I was just talking to a friend a little while ago, and she told me her grandmother is 121 years old. And I was like, bless the Lord for your grandmother's life. I want to ask something that reaches beyond our message today, which is actually beyond your age, and it is actually beyond the job that you do. And even the titles you have. What would people remember about you when you are gone today? Are they going to remember your age? How old you were? Are they going to remember the job that you did? Or are they going to remember the titles you held whilst you are alive? What will people remember about you when you are gone? Would they remember what you did achieve whilst you were here on this earth, or how you loved. There's one thing I want to encourage all of us this afternoon is because we are living, if nothing will be remembered about you, please make sure that you learn how to love people. Learn how to love people. Amen. Actually confirmed that the word is true. The scripture today is from John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. It reads, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Now, it's not President Trump telling you to love one another. It's not the Bishop of the West Ohio Conference telling you to love one another. But it is someone bigger than any of these names. And he's no one than the one who called you to be his child. He says, a command I give you today, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this love will everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Amen. That I may love Sister Mary, Sister Stephanie, Sister Diet, Sister Stephanie, and Sister Annette, not on condition that they love me, but I must love them because it's a command that I'm supposed to love. There's something timeless about love. It is the one thing Jesus said would prove who we really are, and are not our sermons that we preach, not even our singing, not even our titles, but our love. He didn't just preach love, but Jesus lived love. He washed the feet of even his betrayer, Judas Iscariot. He knew that Judas was the betrayer, but he washed his feet. Isn't that hard? And I've said it before, that it's difficult to love people that we know because they will crush us. They will make us feel nobody. But yet, we have to love. He washed the feet of his betrayer. He prayed for his executors. He healed those who were doubters and who were doubting him. That is what I called legacy of love. The love that lasts and the love that has no end. And this afternoon, I want to talk about how you and I can leave a legacy of love that doesn't die when we are gone, but keeps speaking long after our voices is silent. Because one day, this voice that you hear would not be there. You can't even hear this voice anymore. But what I have done with a legacy of love will live forever. Love begins with compassion. Love begins with compassion. Every legacy begins with a heart that feels love for someone. The Bible says when Jesus saw the crowd, he was moved with compassion. Compassion doesn't mean you have everything together. Hear me, church. You don't have to get everything together before you have to be moved with compassion. It means you care even when you don't even have everything. You can touch lives from a distance. Yes, you can touch lives from a distance. You may not have been to Congo before. You may not have been to Ghana before. But you can touch lives. You can touch lives. I had the privilege to meet with the district superintendent just 2 days back. And it was all about self-assessment as a pastor. We had a deep conversation, and as we're talking, he said, Reverend Ogden, before you got here, I had already done a lot of research about you, and I'm so proud to stand together with you that when you go on the shores of Philippines and the shores of Hong Kong doing mental health, I'm told you carry Hilltop in your hand, and you tell them how much this church loves them. And that is what I mean love is all about.
Amen.
When Jesus saw the crowd, he was moved with compassion. Compassion doesn't mean you got to get everything together. You can touch lives from a distance. Love requires closeness. At Hilltop, we are called to be a church that feels again, to see beyond people's mistakes and meet their needs with grace. We got to meet everybody's needs with grace because grace is unconditional. Grace is an undeserved thing that God has demonstrated to us. Give people second chance because if it had not been the grace of God, you and I would still be living in our deep sin. I love this scripture, Romans 5 verse 8. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Whilst we were lying through our teeth, he died for us. Whilst we were biting people, he died for us. Whilst we were gossiping about people, his love was still showing mercy on us. Church, hear me. Love forgives freely. True love doesn't hold grudges, but it holds grace. Forgiveness is not approval of the wrong. It is the release of the pain. When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, He wasn't speaking from comfort. He was hanging on the cross. And when he saw his executors doing all crazy things, he could have said some bad word to them. But he rather chose to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they were doing. Remember Stephen in the Bible. Stephen was stoned to death. And even in that situation, Stephen said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. For you and I, it's an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You do me, I do you. If you don't show love, I will not show love to you. What kind of Christianity is this? When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, he wasn't speaking from comfort. He was hanging on the cross. That is what I call the legacy of love. That's the kind of love that rewrites stories. Number three, love that gives without counting. Genuine love gives time. Genuine love gives patience. Genuine love keeps kindness. And genuine love gives care without keeping score. Sometimes the greatest sermon you ever preach or ever hear is not from a pulpit, but from the young and simple compassion you showed on people. There is a woman that I met named Mrs. Robinson. She lived alone after her husband passed. Each morning, she would sit on her porch, greeting children on their way to school. Some would stop by. Others would just wave her. Hi, Mrs. Robinson. It was one winter morning, a young boy named Tyler slipped on the icy side of the road. Mrs. Robinson rushed out, helped Tyler up, and gave him a bandage and offered a hot tea. That small act, it became a daily routine for Mrs. Robinson. Tyler began stopping by every morning. She would listen, pray with him, and remind him, you are loved and you are special. Years passed. Mrs. Robinson died quietly one night. But at her funeral, something remarkable happened. Dozens of grown men and women, all from children from that neighborhood school, like what we have by our church, Hilltop. They showed up carrying flowers. And one of the boys was Tyler. Tyler, now a police officer serving in Columbus, Ohio, said through tears, I never met my grandmother, but Mrs. Robinson made me believe I mattered. She made me feel loved. That's legacy of love. Church, she didn't have riches or fame, but she left something far greater than what money can buy. The memory of kindness that shaped lives. Now, my fourth point here is love that leaves a mark. Love that leaves a mark. You may never write a book like I have written, but if you love well, your story will still be told.
Amen.
Legacy is not that what you leave for your people, church. Legacy is not what you leave for your children. It is what you leave in people. Little touches that you make in people's life. Impressions. When we love like Christ, we leave fingerprint of heaven on the heart of others. That is how love multiplies. It is how love outlives our daily lives. I'm not too sure what you're going through. I don't want to pretend that I know it all, because I'm a human and I have my own weaknesses. But as we go through these lessons, I just want to remind us, we have just spoken about four principles that can help us to live a life of legacy. Number one, love begins with compassion. Do you have compassion?
Yeah.
And I believe all of us have compassion.
Yeah.
So you got one.
Yeah.
Number two, love forgive freely. Do you easily forgive people when they wrong you? You got number two. Number three, love that gives without counting. I'm sure you have done kind to other people without writing a book. The last year, I gave Pastor $100 for his birthday. When you begin to write all these things, heavens would outwrite every good that you have done. So you do and you don't count. You freely love, because freely has God given us whatever we have. Now, the last is the story about Mrs. Robinson. Touch the life of Tyler, who became the police officer in Columbus, Ohio. Mrs. Robinson is dead, but the story of legacy of love still is in the mind of Tyler. The reflection I want to give you this afternoon is, somebody, your name will be mentioned in a conversation, but what will people say when your name is being mentioned? Will they say, "He made me feel seen"? Or would they say, "He made me feel sick to my stomach"? Would they say, "He made me believe again"? That's what Jesus did. His legacy wasn't built on buildings or monuments, but it was built on how people should love. And more than 2,000 years later, today, at Columbus, Ohio, here, his love is still changing lives. A memory verse for today. I want you to remember this. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. Let all that you do be done in love. Shall we all say together? Let all that you do be done in love. That is the memory verse. Let all that you do be done in love. As you go through this weekend, choose to remember for how you loved. Love when it's hard. Forgive when it hurts. Give when it costs. Because love is not only legacy that never fades, but it's the only legacy that stands forever. When your love touches another soul, heaven records it as eternal impact. So church, let's live not for success, but live for significance. Let life that we touch become lives of legacy of love. Amen. Shall we go before the Lord in prayer? I want you to thank God for what you have heard. And I want you to pray that, God, use what I have to turn the corner around. Make me a special instrument of love. I want to be remembered as a person who loved, not his own or her own, but she loved all. Pray for each and every one of us on this line. Pray for our families, extended families, and pray that the grace of God will be upon us together and sharing with us the legacy of love. Teach us love the way you love, freely, fully, and faithfully. Help us to see people through your eyes and to leave behind not just memories, but make impact in their lives. May our hearts remain open, our words bring healing, and our lives reflect your kind of love. Let our legacy be compassion, forgiveness, and grace. We thank you. We honor you, for we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone amongst us who has any special prayer request that you want us to pray about? We thank God. It appears that we do not have a prayer request. May his grace be upon us. Be safe. Until I come your way next week, the Lord smile to us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.